Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand of Stokes Nature Center in beautiful Logan Canyon. I was always prone to homesickness when I spent long periods in the eastern U.S. and abroad. Returning to Colorado for visits, I would break off a small branch of sagebrush to pack in my suitcase. That way I could always take some essence of home along with me. Now I don't need to do that. The desert air and cold winters here in Utah make it a sagebrush heaven. The scent that has become so dear to me comes from the volatile oils of the sagebrush plant. Ironically, the smell that appeals so much to me repels most animals. The aromatic properties of the sagebrush are a byproduct of chemicals that evolved as a pest deterrent and as antifreeze. Sagebrush oils have a very bitter taste. Browsers such as deer and elk avoid the plants, nibbling on sagebrush only in winter months when concentration of oils has decreased, and even then only as a last resort. The pronghorn, a North American native that co-evolved with sagebrush, can tolerate it better than other herbivores. Within the sunflower family, sagebrush belongs to the genus Artemisia, a group of wind-pollinated plants spread mostly across the northern hemisphere. The 400 or so species in this genus include a variety of sagebrushes, sagewarts, and wormwoods. The Atlas of Vascular Plants of Utah lists 19 different species in the Artemisia genus. Among the most common, you'll find sand sagebrush in the dunes and deep sand regions in southern Utah. Black sagebrush is found on gentle rocky slopes and windswept ridges in dry, shallow soils in the foothills and desert mountain ranges. Bud sagebrush is common in salt desert shrub communities from 4,000 to 6,000 feet. Almost everywhere, however, big sagebrush dominates. It occurs in valleys, basins, and mountain slopes at elevations between 2,500 and 10,000 feet. In Utah, you'll also hear big sagebrush called Great Basin, Wyoming, or Mountain sagebrush. Humans have put the unique qualities of sagebrush and its relatives to good use. The volatile oils are toxic to many intestinal parasites. Therefore, early Americans used it to rid themselves of worms. Oils have also been used to combat infections and to treat internal wounds. Eurasian wormwood, an introduced plant in Utah, is the defining ingredient in the liquor absinthe and is also used for flavoring in other spirits and wines, including bitters and vermouth. The spice tarragon comes from dragonswort, an Artemisia species found in both Eurasia and North America. Ecologists used to think that the presence of sagebrush discourages or suppresses other forms of life. Certainly, sagebrush desert steppes are generally poor in species. The truth is that few species can tolerate the temperature extremes, soil conditions, and lack of water the way that sagebrush can. So the next time you see some, pick a leaf, crush it, smell it, and admire this tough but well-adapted Utah native. Dr. Leela Schultz, a Utah State University expert on sagebrush, provided the science information for this piece. Thanks to the Rocky Mountain Power Foundation for supporting research and development of Wild About Utah topics. For Wild About Utah and Stokes Nature Center, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.